Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. TikTok 6 o'clock hour here of Weekend Kickoff at Treasure Chest Casino. And gentlemen, we do have another final in the Caesars Superdome. Riverside taking down Ascension Catholic 31-21.
So congratulations to Coach Lee Roussel and Riverside. I know it's... quick run for Lee in turning a program that has had some ups and downs throughout the years. A lot of ups now in there, but they hit some lower points also. So congratulations to Coach Roussel and everybody at Riverside High School. I know a couple of my friends that actually I graduated high school with that live in the area now, and they got kids and grandkids there now.
Mike on the line with us right now, Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Always a great guest on the line. Sean, thank you for the time once again. How you been doing? Are you coming out of retirement?
I would have. They didn't have cut blocks around, man. I'll be going straight to I'll leave that to those QBs. This is a different kind of game out here nowadays.
Sean, we were talking about this, Bobby Hebert and I, Monday when the story first broke, and he was like, Mike, do you think Phillip can still play? I was like, "What? I know he can still throw the football, and from the neck up, man, he's got it. He can process that quickly. The problem is from the neck down, you're getting hit, and you haven't played since 2020. Sean, your thoughts on an old teammate of yours, Phillip Rivers, coming back after all that time in retirement, and, man, people don't realize just how tough the NFL is, because for most people, they played high school football, and that's it. Nothing more than that. Man, to play at NFL level, it's a totally different story.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, when I heard it, I actually wasn't shocked like most people. I was with Phillip and also Drew Brees. I was with both of them for Antonio Gates' Hall of Fame induction in Canton in August. And we were all together, you know, me, LT, and all the whole crew. And I heard after talking to Phil, I said, hold on, he sounded like he is still playing, right? I mean, with the same energy and the passion and, you know, kind of the, you know, how he comes across, man, it feels like he's still on the field. And I don't know if people remember, but, you know, when the San Francisco 49ers was on their run a couple of years ago and they had the quarterback situation, a bunch of injuries, Phil was ready then. I posted on X, Twitter, that Phil was ready to go, and everybody reposted like I was crazy. And I said, no, I'm trying to tell you that if the opportunity is there, Phil will go and he's ready. And I don't think it could have been a better opportunity, not only for Phil, but also for the Colts.
Yeah, no question about it. You've played with him. People don't realize the competitor, because, you know, you see it more maybe as an offensive or defensive lineman up front, the front seven guys. But, man, is Phillip Rivers a competitor? And one tough guy, and he talks smack. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that talk like Phillip Rivers did to opposing defenses.
No, listen, he's the most competitive player that I've ever played with. But that smack talk didn't end on the field, right? I mean, it was in the locker room. It was in the weight room playing cards. It dominoes. It didn't matter. He was always going back and forth with somebody, and that is what made him who he was. And that's why we always felt we had a shot to win each and every week, because just the confidence and the leadership of Phil, what he brought to the table, along with that other, you know, the other teammates that we had on that team, we always felt confident. But it was mainly a part of, we knew that we had somebody who was going to fight to the end for us and with us in Phillip Rivers.
Sean, big news for you the other day. I saw coming down on the news wire with Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Tell us about this new partnership with ESPN.
Yeah. We just announced our multi-year deal with ESPN Latin America. We just went live last Saturday, December 6th, in California. But it was, look, man, I mean, that's massive for us. But this growth we've had over this past year has been unprecedented. And we continue to grow. And, you know, I said, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that one day we will be global. We will be seen all over the world. And we are. We're here. As you know, football and NFL is big here in the States. They're doing a great job at expanding globally. But fighting in MMA, man, it's already big globally. So, you know, I wouldn't doubt if I'm more known outside the States for MMA as opposed to NFL.
Sean, I was talking, we're at the Treasure Chest Casino here in Kenner, and I was talking to one of the people who work here, and they were saying, you ought to see the people come in here for MMA fights. They have as many people come to watch the fights here than they do to watch college or pro football. And I'm like, whoa, that is impressive when you have somebody who sees it on a weekly basis or whenever the MMA is, the events are up, to have as many people come in here to watch that than college or pro football. That's an amazing growth, and what you've done with Extreme Fighting too. And I think that ESPN deal will just catapult what you've done, take it to two levels higher.
Yeah, and no doubt. I mean, you couldn't have a better partner than ESPN. Obviously, UFC departure to Paramount, you know, with us kind of coming in as fast as we're growing, and then having a worldwide leader in sports, you know, kind of as a partner. And then too, you know, we feel like we have the next up-and-coming guys, right? We know that the main goal is for a lot of those guys to go to UFC. We sent more fighters to the UFC than just about anybody in the country when it comes to MMA promotion-wise. And then we want to continue to grow in that way, but we got more announcements, man. It's all down the pipeline here.
Sean, you were, I think I can remember you saying you were either the first or one of the first to do a lot of this in training for the NFL. Now everybody sort of does it. They'll work with somebody who's either who has been involved with boxing or MMA or extreme fighting because of the hand usage and also too a little bit for the leverage part of the game. But either you had told us you were the first or one of the first to incorporate that in your off-season training.
Yeah, I was actually the first. You know, back in mid 2005, Jay Glazer had introduced me to the broadcaster. Jay Glazer had introduced me to Randy Couture, and I, you know, kind of fell in the scene with Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. You know, Tyron Woodley when he was first coming on, Cain Velasquez. I trained with all these guys in the mid 2000s. This was during the offseason when I was playing for the Chargers. I would drive up from San Diego to L.A. And go train with these guys, roll around and grapple and work a lot of hand movements. And, yeah, man, it was a game changer. And it's crazy that it's come around like it is now because it's such a global sport. Guys, especially outside linebackers, pass rushers, a lot of DBs, you know, and wide receivers getting off the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's become pretty popular.
Sean, last question for you, but in watching defenses in the NFL, and I can't remember when, it's been quite a while, that we've seen two defenses as physical, tough, and they get to the football fast. Houston Texans, man, you see what they do, and the Denver Broncos, good gracious, when you're playing against them, you better strap it on quick because they're going to butt you up pretty good.
Yeah, it was my first time actually really paying attention to the Broncos defense when they played the Chargers at home. And I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm like, man, was I not paying attention enough? These guys get after the front. And then, you know, when you come to Houston, I think that whole defense took on D'Amico Ryan's attitude and his mentality. Will Anderson is one of my favorite players to watch. But that front seven, man, they like to get after it.
Sean, a funny story about Will Anderson. He worked out offseason with my old friend Pete Jenkins, longtime defensive line coach in college and pro football. And he was like, Mike, he's fearless. I said, oh, come on, coach. Everybody say, well, they're fearless. He said, no, let me take that back. You know what he's scared of? His three sisters. He said, man, when he was growing up, them three sisters would gang on him and beat the crap out of him. And he said, Mike, I still think that's in his head today. He is scared of his three sisters. It's funny how your childhood memories, they stay with you.
That PTSD will kick up in a second on you.
Yeah, right.
Sean, lights out, Merriman, man. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you so much for stopping by again.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, also founder of the Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Check out all the great stuff there. And, man, that's it was a massive deal for him to now be expanded with ESPN Latin America.
Yeah, that is huge. And, again, you know, kind of growing up in another era where it was boxing.
Right.
Just dominated. Now, today, if people ask about, you know, who's the middleweight champ or light heavyweight or heavyweight champ, they just kind of give you a glare. But now, if you ask somebody a certain age about MMA champs, they know it. They know it really, really well. So another generation, and they love it here. And like I said, I was told by one of the people that work here that you should have seen when that big pay-per-view was on for MMA. Yeah. They had people actually standing up outside waiting to come in here because they wanted to see the fights.
Do you think the sweet science, the boxing, can ever make a comeback, or we've kind of lost it?
I think we've sort of lost it. I think the way boxing is today, yeah. I think that may be something of the past. It really may be something, because now everybody that grows up, when they got kids or grandkids, you know what they're doing? They doing MMA,
right.
That sort of stuff, or like what the extreme fighting stuff, like what Sean Merriman's teaching.
Well, we're here at the Treasure Chest Casino hanging out. Well, right next to us is the Alder and Birch Steakhouse. Indulge in the finest cuts of steak, fresh seafood right at the Alder and Birch Steakhouse. Menu features a variety of steaks cooked to perfection, along with a range of delicious seafood options, and also that carefully curated list of cocktails and premium wines to perfectly complement your meals. Stop by Alder and Birch at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're taking a break here. Sports Talk rolling on. We'll be back right after this on WWL, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Just a little after 6:30, coming up at 7 p.m., 105.3 and the Odyssey app. Thursday Night Football, Falcons at Buccaneers, over on 870 a.m., Pelicans versus Portland, tipping off in the Smoothie King Center. Right now, though, here on Weekend Kickoff, time to get into our Pick 6 segment. Charlie's going to let us know how we did last weekend and what we got on the slate for this coming week.
Guys, collectively, I think this is the best that we've done in a single week.
Wow.
And that's because the three of us went 3-3, so nobody finished with a losing record, and Bobby went 5-1. So congrats to the Cajun Cannon. The only game that he lost is one that we all lost because we gave Tulane, you know, we all went against Tulane. We gave North Texas the kiss of death with the clean sweep there. So we all lost that game. Mike, you lost the BYU pick. We all won the Georgia game, and then Mike and Bobby both got Indiana correct. Steve and I got Ohio State wrong. The three of us got the Buccaneers wrong. Bobby got the Saints correct. And then we all got the Packers right on the clean sweep against the Bears this past weekend. So once again, I went 3-3. Mike, you went 3-3. Steve went 3-3. Bobby, 5-1, guys. So it was a pretty fun weekend.
The cannon.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Congratulations to Joan.
Yeah, right. So I do have Bobby's picks for this week as well.
Okay.
So we'll dive into all that. So real quick, guys, we're going to change things up a little bit. Typically, we do college first. There's only one college game this weekend, obviously. So we'll do our NFL picks. I took out five games from this NFL Week 15 action. It is a loaded slate, so it wasn't very hard. We're actually going to start with tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, the Falcons at the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, 5.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's going with the Bucs, -5.5. The Buccaneers, I know they're getting a couple weapons back. They let me down last week, guys. I will take the Falcons to cover. I think the Buccaneers probably win this game, but I think it's a tight one.
Charlie, I'm with you. I'm going to take the Falcons covering this game. Not liking what I'm seeing from the Bucs lately. Given 5.5 in this matchup, I feel like it's going to be a closer game than that. So I'll roll with the ATL getting that 5.5, but I do think they lose.
I'll go with the Bucs here. I'll go with Tampa Bay.
We got a split, Charlie, right off the bat.
A split decision, Bobby and Mike going with the Buccaneers -5.5. That game will be tipping off in about 45 minutes here, gentlemen. And then, Steve, you and I are going with the Falcons. I don't feel great about this game at all, but to your point, Steve, the Buccaneers have really been falling apart recently ever since their 5-1 start. I think they've only won two of their last seven games, and I remember it stuck in my head. It feels like every year these two teams play on Thursday Night Football, and last year it was Kirk Cousins in the big game taking out the Buccaneers. I don't think he does it this time around, but I think he does enough to keep this game close. Up next, guys, we're moving to Sunday, the only noon game that we're going to cover in this pick six, because we have three afternoon games on that Sunday slate. It's loaded. We'll get to it in just a second here. The Bills at the Patriots. Buffalo -1.5 on the road in New England. Bobby's got the Bills -1.5. I know that the Patriots won in Buffalo earlier this year. I know that they're rolling to an 11-2 record. I know that Buffalo has been very up and down this year, very hot and cold. But give me Josh Allen. Give me the Bills winning a big game in Foxborough.
This one's definitely a tough one. A little bit of, you see the Patriots, I think, are coming off a bye week as well.
Yes.
They're rested, but, man, this Bills squad is definitely – the more desperate team, so I'll even roll with Buffalo on the road here, given 1.5.
I'll go with the Bills here. If the Patriots were playing without kind of piecemeal left side of their offensive line,
true,
I
that.
Would go with New England, but I'm going to go with Buffalo. And don't ask me why, because the Patriots are lousy on defense, absolutely lousy.
Yeah.
I mean, Bills,
yeah.
Excuse me, right. not the Patriots, the Bills. They're terrible on defense, but, boy, you got Josh Allen. And he makes everybody just a tad better.
Well, yeah, and Drake May's been great, but still Josh Allen's another level. Drake's not there yet.
But he's closing in.
No, I agree with you guys. And I think that this is going to be an interesting game. The Patriots are still in the driver's seat to win this division, guys. And with only 4 weeks left, the Bills will have to really catch up and win basically almost every game with how well the Patriots have been playing this year. But give me Buffalo. I think it's a fun game in the noon slate. But give me the Bills. That is a clean sweep. So if any bettors out there, you might want to go take the Patriots. Up next, we got the Panthers at the Saints. Carolina -2.5 in New Orleans at the Superdome. Bobby obviously has the Saints +2.5. Guys, this just feels like a split. I'll take the Panthers here begrudgingly because Bryce Young does not play well against the Saints, unlike how he plays against the Atlanta Falcons. I will take Carolina to cover. I think they win by a field goal in this one. Very, very tight matchup, like Jeff Duncan had said earlier on in the show.
Yeah, they always tight games. That's why I'm going to go with the Panthers. I could see this being a kind of walk-off field goal for Carolina.
Yeah, sadly, I'm rolling with Carolina too, guys. Just haven't seen that consistency from the Saints yet. I'm hoping they can win two games in a row.
I hope so, but right. I don't know. It's,
right,
it's been a stock market deal with them.
Sure. So
I did have stock like them.
We'll see if the arrow can continue to go up. I'm just buying that the Panthers end up covering this one, sadly.
This game is obviously more important for the Panthers as well because they are still in the thick of the NFC South race, as you both know. And I think it's going to be a good game. As y'all mentioned, a close one, maybe a field goal type of game. I think Vegas has got this line on the money. Up next, we got the Packers at the Broncos. A really, really fun NFC versus AFC matchup here, guys. The Packers, 2.5-point favorites on the road in Denver. Bobby's got the Packers -2.5. Green Bay has been good to me, guys. I will go with the Packers as well, -2.5. It feels like this is the time of year that Jordan Love always starts to heat up a little bit. I think that win over the Bears was gigantic for their confidence moving forward as we kind of get into the heat of December. The The Broncos defense does worry me a little bit in this game because I think it could be low scoring, but I don't trust Bo Nix. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think once we get down to brass tacks, as we get to the postseason for this Broncos bunch, I think they'll be playing some low-scoring games. And if they get into a contest with a team like the Texans, for instance, where their defense is just as good as the Broncos' defense, I think Denver could be in some trouble. I think the Packers' defense has been playing really well. Give me Green Bay minus 2.5 on the road.
Boy, oh boy, to me this game was an insult when I saw the line, give me Denver at home.
Ooh, okay. I thought the same thing, Steve.
The team's been playing well, plus the elevation is also a key in this matchup, I'll say.
Sure.
That home field advantage is legit in Denver, and for them to
we get points.
And to get points in this one,
I'll take it.
It seems like a money grab. I don't know. I'm rolling with the Broncos for sure and Sean Payton.
Me and you's thinking alike, that ain't good.
I like my thinking,
yeah,
Dan. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, it is Denver. I'll take Denver, and I'll grab that 2.5. This may come down to one of those, like, one-point games, and sure. I get 2.5, and they playing at Denver, that, to me, almost seems not quite right. But that's why I'm going to go with the Broncos.
I'll tell you what, guys. I can explain the line immediately. Vegas loves the NFC this year. If you look at the top-ranked teams to win the Super Bowl, I think, like, the top three or four of them are from the NFC. And that's before you get to New England and Denver and Buffalo and all the teams from the AFC. But as far as the NFC, I think that they just think the conference is better this year than the other side. So I think it's going to be an awesome game. Both of these teams have been excellent all year long. But the Packers minus 2.5, I actually feel okay about it. We'll see how it all goes. Wrapping up the NFL Week 15 slate, guys, we got the Lions at the Rams in a huge NFC battle. The Rams recently retaking control of their division, despite losing to the Panthers a couple weeks back. But they are 6-point favorites, 6 flat, at home against the Lions. Bobby's got the Lions plus 6. I like this Lions team. I like the way their offense has been playing. I do not like the way their defense has looked at times. And I just think that the Rams aren't the best matchup for them. I feel like, you know, if we get Matt Stafford and those Rams weapons all healthy and rolling for this game, that I kind of struggle to see how many stops Detroit can get. So give me the Rams minus 6. I would take the over in this game. I wouldn't necessarily play the spread, but both offenses are rolling right now.
I'll take the Rams. I just think that if there's a weakness for the Lions, it's in the secondary. And that's the biggest strength.
Bingo.
For the Rams is their pitch and catch game. Now, they can run it, but, man, can they throw it downfield? Give me the Rams.
I think we're in for a slugfest with a lot of points being scored with this one. And so with all those numbers being put up, I'll take Detroit getting an additional 6. I think they can hang with the Rams in this one.
I think it's more important for the Lions, probably. I know that the Rams really are in a dogfight for the NFC West with the Seahawks right now, who are hot on their tail. But at the same time, if you're looking at the standings and the teams that are in the wild card, the teams that are on the outside looking in, this game is massive for Detroit. So I like the pick, Steve. It's another split decision. So just recapping everything before we get to the Army-Navy game in just a little bit. Bobby and Mike both have the Buccaneers tonight. Steve, you and I are both rolling with the Falcons plus 5.5. It is a clean sweep. Buffalo minus 1.5 at New England against the Patriots. Another split. Actually, no, this is a 3-1. Steve, Mike, myself, we all have the Panthers minus 2.5. Bobby's going with the Saints, as he always does. We have another split where Bobby and I are rolling with the Packers on the road, but Mike and Steve are taking the Broncos. And then last but not least, another split here, guys, where we got the Lions, Bobby, and Steve are taking them plus 6, and then Mike and I are taking the Rams minus 6.
Man, a week like the Cannon had, they when the Saints win, he usually ends up pulling away because yes. He's the one betting on the black and gold.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Can Joan do this 2 weeks in a row? Can she pick up right again? No, that's really good for the Cannon for a 5-1 week for him. But, again, this time of the year, you see some games that you just sort of shake your head about and how they come up with these lines.
Right.
You know, it's really sort of a strange time of the year. But the one thing is, man, those nice casinos and them bright lights in Vegas, they're not because they're losing money.
That's our wrap on our NFL segment of Pick 6. When we get back, we'll talk a little about the college action with Army taking on Navy in Baltimore. We're going to come back with more Weekend Kickoff at Treasure Chest Casino after this, folks, on WWL. We're back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Been doing our Pick 6 segment. Went through some NFL selections last segment and time to get into the one big bad college football matchup we're talking about right now. Charlie, Navy versus Army, a big matchup.
Navy 6-point favorites in Baltimore, guys. Bobby's got Navy minus 6. Oh, boy. You know, everything in my head tells me to take Navy in this game. We watched both of them play Tulane this year. With Army specifically, that game for Tulane, it just felt like they blew it at the end, guys. And maybe, like, they can keep it up here. Blake Horvath, the quarterback for Navy, has been one of the better passers that I can remember Navy having in recent years. And so the pass game, I think, could be play a role in this matchup, which is crazy to say for Army versus Navy. I will take Army, though. Go Army, beat Navy, plus 6. These games are always, like, 3-point matchups. I think it's just too many.
My dad probably rolled in the crypt with this because he was a Navy guy. But give me Army and the points.
Yeah.
Because, man, I remember growing up, my dad, he couldn't stand Army. Sorry, Dad. But listen, hope Navy wins. Just don't cover.
I think that's exactly. I'm going with Army getting the points, too. But I do think the midshipmen end up pulling the game out. But that's 6 points seems like
that's
way
a
too,
lot of points. And these games have been very close.
Exactly. And Army plays people tight this year.
Yeah.
Right.
Neither team are blowing out one another, so to speak.
Right.
It just screams to me like a 20-17 or 17-14, something like that. I don't think it's going to be a touchdown or more, guys. But Bobby's got Navy minus 6. So this is where he's standing alone alongside with the Saints game.
Well, he's got the hot hand.
Yeah, we'll see if he continues it. But, yeah, so the three of us will take Army plus 6. A win works for us, guys, but just cover. Just cover the 6-point spread, and we'll roll with that.
Bobby's playing with that house money.
Yes. No, he's currently in the lead as far as the overall standings go.
Off the beaten track a little bit, guys. When do the bowl games start picking up?
December Saturday. 13th, I believe.
Saturday, because Washington plays in the L.A. Bowl. This coming Saturday.
So we didn't include that in the picks, but apologies for any Washington fans out there.
Yeah, they play Boise State in the, I don't know even what they call it today, bucked up L.A. Bowl. man, it was the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Right, right.
At one time. I think this is the last year they're going to play this bowl game. It's out in Inglewood. It's in SoFi. It's playing in SoFi, so...
I know Coach Kellen Moore will be interested with the Broncos playing.
Yeah, but Washington's good.
Oh,
they
yeah.
got a coach that might have a chance maybe to leap, so to speak, if certain things happen or don't happen out in Tuscaloosa.
Well, guys, this is the last week that we'll have a really light college football week because then next week we'll be doing the quarterfinal matchups or the first round matchups in the college football playoff, and that's going
Charlie,
to be a
lot of fun. Your team plays Wednesday.
Yes,
right?
Cajuns
they play
are
Delaware.
Playing Delaware, FCS yeah. opponent who's going to be very impassioned to have a good showing in their first bowl appearance. That's not
yeah.
going to be very fun.
They got my money involved here, Hancock Whitney Stadium, out in I think it's in Mobile.
Yeah, the you mentioned Mobile, Mike. I just got notifications about the Senior Bowl, right? Panini Senior Bowl, getting ready for that action.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it. Who was I talking about? Maybe it was to Bobby. It's like when they changed it from the Reese's Peanut Butter.
This year they changed it.
I was like, okay. But you know how I knew that was maybe going to happen? Man, they become a big sponsor at Manning Passing Academy.
Oh, yeah.
You get to the front of that stadium, and they got a big deal set up. I think – was it your son that went to take a picture?
My kiddo's
there?
Got a picture for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, at the Panini deal. So,
very
yeah.
cool stuff.
Man, they got a lot of money rolling in there. So, if you're looking at a certain football card and you can go to them and tell them, this is what I'm looking for, they can get it up on the screen. They'll show it to you and they'll say, this yeah. is what you're looking for. It was pretty sweet.
And they say now the draft starts in Mobile, and I know the Saints are definitely very active.
They've always picked a lot of Senior Bowl
exactly.
people.
Exactly, tons
always.
Of Senior Bowl guys on this team. So we'll see if Kellen Moore's staff continues that tradition.
I think probably so, because I do know who's got a big hand in there. Jeff Arlen.
Yeah.
Jeff's got a big hand in that. And you get to see him and talk to the players and everything. It's not foolproof, so to speak, but we're going to miss Jim Nagy not being there. You know, Jim, I told him you're actually cashing checks that are pretty good. Now, University of Oklahoma,
not
he's the
bad.
GM there.
Yeah. We're going to take a break here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, wrapping things up as we get ready Thursday night football kicking off between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons, 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, all you Hoopers, Pelicans versus Portland Trailblazers. We'll be back with more of Weekend Kickoff, like I said, right after this on WWL. All right, Saints fans, we only have two more home games. The next one's against Carolina this Sunday. You can win tickets to the Saints game against the Panthers. Score two premium tickets plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We are talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. It's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. WWL.com/contest. Enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Panthers tickets from Saints Radio WWL, the black and gold, a 325 kickoff on Sunday.
That's unusual, huh? The 325 deal.
Yeah, you figured Saints Panthers would have been a nooner.
Yeah, I would have thought so too, but the way the schedule works out. And tell me what I'm doing Saturday morning from 9 to 12, because sometimes I got to look around. Myself, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be at Rouse's Markets on Ferret Street from 9 to 12. We'll be talking a lot of Tulane football, have a lot of great guests on with us. And so from 9 to 12, we'll be talking college football and certainly focusing on the Green Wave. And next Saturday, right? Or is it next Friday? They play Ole Miss.
I think it is Saturday, right?
They play the Rebels, so. It's next Saturday, I'm pretty sure.
And which Rouse is you guys going to be at again?
We on Ferret Street.
Okay.
So if you look down there and see the Rouse, we the only place in there. So come visit the Cannon and I, 9 to 12 Saturday on Ferret Street at Rouse's Markets. Do your shopping now.
Always appreciate you folks tuning in, listening to me, Mike Dettillier, and Charlie Long bringing you to 7 o'clock, and it's time for Thursday Night Football Weekend. Week 15 action kicking off. Falcons, Buccaneers coming up next right here on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Have a great night, folks. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.